Well, good morning and welcome to day six. Hope you're refreshed and had your cup of tea or coffee and you're settled in. One thing I just want to comment on today is the importance of ritual and routine. You know, that's really what we're establishing right now. We're in day six and hopefully you are starting to develop a bit of a routine. Really conscious as you set the alarm the night before, you're going to meditate, you made some time, you've got an environment that is conducive, and we're just really starting to establish a routine. This is just the foundational work that really allows for everything to really flourish. So just like a garden, we want to make sure all the conditions are right. So these habits that we establish are important. You may notice that, you know, we're really trying to do the same thing each time. Familiarity. Becoming familiar with. So this first week, really solid fundamentals. Getting a routine. Making sure that we start our practice the same way. That we, you know, take some time to set our intention. That we relax. That we focus. And then towards the end, you know, really bring an intention for our day. This is just fundamental habits and routines that we can develop, and like any other habit or routine, you know, it just takes a consistent practice. And so we're literally rewiring ourselves in this process. That's such an incredible gift that I think we often forget. We think we're stuck in our ways, that we're trapped by habits, and that's just the way I am. We can consciously transform ourselves. It simply requires some attention and consistency. So that's a good thing to remember as we get ready to engage in our practice today, that we're developing some really solid habits and routines that allow us to consciously transform our lives. What a wonderful gift that is, huh? All right, well, I invite you to settle in now. Get your posture of vigilance. I just need to put on my glasses so I can see the time on the video here. All right. Well, with a relaxed but alert body, posture of vigilance, tongue touching the roof of our mouths, let your awareness descend into your body. Resting your awareness in the solidity of your body. In what feels solid. Now just take a little time to give yourself permission. Permission to let go of tension, worries, or concerns. Create some space for yourself to be here in this moment. Nowhere to go, nowhere to be. Give yourself permission to nourish yourself with meditation, to engage in this practice so you can be fully engaged in your own life. Take a moment to focus on why you are meditating today. Really be clear about how beneficial this is and how important in your life this opportunity is to develop attention, presence in your own life, ability to let go of unhealthy habits and ruminations, the opportunity to have more choice in your own life. Now let's just do a short body scan to relax and release any tension we might have in our bodies. So bring your awareness now right up to the crown of your head, right up to the top, and let it rest there for a moment. Now let that awareness flow from the crown of your head, over your skull, across your forehead, down as far as your eyes, relaxing and releasing any tension in your forehead, softening the area around the eyes. That soothing balm of awareness flow from the eyes down to your chin, relaxing your cheeks and jaw, softening your lips. And let that soothing balm of awareness flow down into your neck and shoulder, relaxing them. Now from your left shoulder, let that awareness flow down your left arm to your fingertips. And from your right shoulder, down your right arm to your fingertips. Now bring your awareness into your upper torso. And scan from your shoulders down to your waist. Relaxing your back and chest. Keeping your mind alert. Relaxing and releasing any tension. Now from your waist, let that soothing balm of awareness flow down your left leg to the soles of your feet. Now, let that soothing balm of awareness flow from your waist down the right leg to the soles of your feet. Let your awareness expand throughout your whole body. Just check in. Any place that is tense or needs some attention. Just breathe into it, relax, exhale and release. Let each in-breath be an invitation to relax and each out-breath, opportunity to let go. Letting go of any tension, worries, or concerns. When you're ready, with a body that's relaxed and a mind that's alert, bring all of your awareness to the sensations of the breath as it enters and exits your body. Let your breath be natural. Just let your body breathe. Be a witness to the sensations as each breath enters and exits your body. Each breath a new moment, a new opportunity. Remember, if your mind wanders, no problem. Just relax. Release the thoughts and return to the breath. let's just take a little time to cultivate peace and ease. Relaxed body, relaxed mind, spacious mind. So with each exhale, just let it be a happy release of letting go. Letting go of worries and fears and tension. Letting go of habits and tendencies that no longer serve us. With each exhale, just let it go. See it leaving your body. Each in-breath be a nourishing opportunity filled with potential. And each exhale, a letting go. Letting go of that which no longer serves us. Now let's, as we near the end of the meditation, bring our attention into the upcoming day, a day that will never come again. Take a moment to call to mind this precious opportunity to engage in your life with attention and intention. That each day is a new opportunity to improve yourself and the world you live in. To water the seeds of the qualities that you want to grow in your life. No matter the circumstances, they always offer us an opportunity to improve. Set your intention to not waste this precious opportunity today to be present in your life in ways that are meaningful to you. When you're ready, bring your awareness forward. No worries, no worries. Nice to transition smoothly and gently. All right, day 6 under our belt. Woohoo! I'm really enjoying this. I really hope you are as well. And I did want to mention, for those of you that are not already in the Mindful Life community or the Mindfulness and Recovery community, I encourage you to take a look at that. You know, we're meditating, we're starting our day, we're developing healthy habits, and these communities also offer that ongoing support so that as we get off our cushion and into our day, there's activities and guidance to engage in our days in ways that really embody your values. So get a chance, take a look at that, the Mindful Life community or the Mindfulness in Recovery community. I think if all of us are a little more attentive to the person we want to be every day, boy, not only do we change ourselves, we change the world we live in. So, once again, thank you so much. Be well, and we will see you tomorrow on day 7. Bye-bye.